growing safer potatoes. I'm Randy Simon, and this is Earthwise, a look at our changing environment. We're often advised to avoid eating green areas on potatoes. The green comes from chlorophyll that occurs naturally when potatoes are exposed to light. It is harmless, but when it is there, it can be accompanied by a natural toxin, a substance called solanine, which is a steroidal glycoalkaloid, or SGA. Sunlight can produce solanine as well as chlorophyll. Solanine is produced by plants to protect them from insects. Solanine is bitter tasting, so one is unlikely to consume much of it. But consuming enough of it can lead to gastrointestinal complications like diarrhea, abdominal pain, vomiting, and sweating. Researchers at the University of California, Riverside have discovered a way to eliminate toxic compounds from potatoes, making them safer to eat and easier to store. They've identified a key genetic mechanism in the production of SGAs. They found a specific protein that controls the production and believe it will be possible to control where and when SGAs are produced. Thus, it may be possible to have SGAs present in the leaves of potato plants, thereby protecting them from insects, while having none in the potatoes themselves. By limiting SGAs to non-edible parts of plants, they can be safer and more versatile plants. For example, modified potatoes could be stored in sunny places without worry and would always be safe to eat. Plants have evolved ingenious ways to balance growth, reproduction, and defense. Our growing understanding of these mechanisms can allow people to redesign crops to meet modern needs, increase food safety, and reduce food waste. Earthwise is a production of WAMC. Find us on social media at WAMC Radio and listen anytime at WAMCpodcasts.org.